Welcome to Gwydion's Asshole Podcast.
That's Astral Podcast.
Oh, hey, Edward, how's it going?
Good, good. How about you?
I'm good. Hey, have you heard that song, Christmas Time in Africa?
I don't think so.
It came out in the 80s. I thought you might have heard of it. Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Yeah. That was all over the radio back then. I remember that from when I was a kid.
Yeah. Isn't it fucked up?
On what level? Like, it was about like how people are impoverished in parts of Africa, right?
I guess so, but it was kind of correlating that with whether they're Christian or not.
Oh, yeah, I guess I never really thought about it. I was pretty young when it came out, so God, I think I might have still believed in Santa Claus, so I guess I wasn't really looking at it from like a broader perspective.
Yeah, because, you know, when you think about it, the countries that were colonized by the Christian Europeans were the same ones that are impoverished, and so it's kind of odd to, you know, say that they're not Christian enough or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, a lot of Muslims in Africa, right?
Well, not to mention, like, the native religions, like traditional African spirituality.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, what are we kicking ourselves because the apostles didn't do enough proselytizing in the old days, or because the Jesuit missionaries didn't do enough, you know, conquering? Or,
well, like, I mean, they weren't the ones conquering, but, you know, they were kind of following in the wake of the conquistadors and whatnot.
I guess so. I mean, I've seen a lot of documentaries, like the one where the Jesuits go to the Amazon and they get one of them gets crucified and sailed down a river.
I think I missed that one.
Really? We share the same brain, though. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just kind of odd. Like, do they know it's Christmas time at all? Like, who cares if they know it's Christmas? Like, you know.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
So it's sort of as ridiculous as saying, you know, don't these homeless people in Skid Row know that there's a Pokestop right here in the 10th city?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Do they know there's a Pokestop right here?
Yeah, I can't imagine, actually.
Slow down, I'm missing these Pokestops. Don't go so fast, I need some Pokeballs. I almost caught a Garchomp beside the scary man in the Ralph's parking lot earlier. Right now, I have to catch them all. Once I almost beat a Zubat at the donut shop last night. Oh, never mind, it's an Eevee. I have too many of those. Why does that man look so dirty? And what's wrong with his clothes? And what's a veteran? Oh, battle. I've done some battle myself. But why's he sleeping on the sidewalk with his head all bent like that? Maybe he is on Team Valor. Or maybe on Team Instinct. I think I saw him. yesterday at the McDonald's down the street. Does he know there's a Pokestop right here? Does he know that there's Garchomps everywhere? I caught a Mewtwo on Olivera Street. They are so lucky to live here, they're everywhere. Where are their smartphones? They're wasting time. Don't they know there's a Pokestop right here? Let them know there's a Pokestop right here. Pokestop right here. Let them know there's a Pokestop right here. Let them know there's a Pokestop right here.